Fall has arrived. The leaves are turning colors, the air is getting cool and crisp, and you're sneezing? Hello, I'm Brooke Hildebrand Clubs, Director of Health Communication at Southeast Missouri State University. Allergies don't just occur as things bloom in the spring and summer. Fall allergies have different triggers than spring and summer allergies, but they can be just as annoying. Ragweed is a common culprit. The Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America report that 10 to 20% of Americans suffer from ragweed allergy or hay fever. Ragweed begins releasing pollen in late summer and continues almost until frost kills the plant. Piles of autumnal leaves can also house another allergen, mold. The damp leaves are ideal breeding grounds for mold. When you turn on the heat for the first time on a chilly fall day, you may also release dust mites, which trigger sneezes, wheezes, and runny noses. Knowing your triggers is the first step in treating fall allergies. Look up local pollen counts online or call the National Allergy Bureau at 800-9-POLLEN. Folk remedies, like eating local honey, aren't typically effective because most allergies aren't triggered by the pollen found in honey. However, the sweet treat might help soothe the scratchy throat that allergies can bring about. Also, though it may sound tempting to move, allergists say that it is a short-term solution. You'll develop allergies to the plants in your new location within a few years. Talk to your doctor about taking antihistamines or getting immunotherapy allergy shots to reduce allergy symptoms and the allergic response. For more information on fall allergies and other health issues, visit krcu.org.